Residents have been told by the Environmental Protection Agency that their water is unsafe to drink. People are outraged and are asking tough questions of local officials and wondering how things got to this point. The story has even drawn the attention of a high-profile environmental public advocate and celebrity. And no, we're not talking about Flint, Michigan. Instead, it's the village of Hoosick Falls in New York, close to the border of southern Vermont and the town of Bennington. The 3,500 residents of Hoosick Falls are being told that their drinking water contains a chemical known as PFOA, which the EPA has classified as a likely carcinogen. And here to tell us more is reporter Casey Seiler of the Times Union newspaper, who joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. And Casey, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, first, tell us, what is the source for drinking water in Hoosick Falls?
It's a mix of the municipal water supply and private wells. You know, it's a rural area, so it has the kind of mix that you see in towns that are similar to those all over Vermont, really. And the contamination of this substance, which is called perfluoroethanoic acid, better known and better pronounced as PFOA, was first uncovered by a local resident, Michael Hickey, whose father had died of kidney cancer. Mr. Hickey started doing his own testing in 2014, going to private wells and doing what he could to get samples from the local water supply. He brought his results to village leaders in the summer of 2014, and action started occurring, although, of course, many residents say that the action was very, very slow in coming. They were stunned to find out about the results, the level of contamination that was found by some of this testing. EPA was informed, the state health department was informed. But because PFOA is a substance that not a lot is known about, it's no longer used in the U.S. The industry that produces nonstick surfaces, which is what the substance is usually used for, stopped using it about a decade ago as the result of a very expensive settlement. So it would appear that a lack of proper data about the substance kind of contributed to some confusion between federal and state officials that resulted in residents not learning about this for, you know, more than a year.
More than a year, and I'm sure that has a lot of people very angry, as you say. How is it believed to have gotten into the drinking water supply, or is that not known yet?
It is thought that the most likely culprit seems to be a factory that is owned by St. Gobain Performance Plastics. It's the largest employer in the town. St. Gobain is no longer using the substance, and the company has done what it can. I think all agree that it's been fairly forthcoming in trying to work with local, state, and federal officials in trying to clear this up. The company is paying for a water filtration system for the municipal system, but it's definitely a mess.
Well, since the EPA told folks definitively that this water is unsafe to drink, how have people in Hoosick Falls been getting their water?
They've been getting their water in much the same way that the people of Flint have been getting their water. There has been bottled water that's been made available at a supermarket downtown. There is still testing going on. Initially, the so-called safe level was set at 400 parts per trillion. Now the EPA is saying is that a more likely safe level is 100 parts per trillion. So, in other words, if you have a home that runs its water off a private well, if you've got findings that show 100 parts per trillion or more, you should not be using that water to drink or to cook.
I understand that a filtration system is being brought in. Things are starting to happen now to clean this up. I think you mentioned that. But what kind of a timeline or time frame are we looking at before people may get the green light that it's okay to drink the water again?
Well, that's unclear. And we're still very much kind of in the early days of figuring out just how big the problem is. Last month, I think it's fair to say, is the result of a series of stories that our paper's investigative reporter Brendan Lyons has been doing. The state moved in to act, basically to declare PFOA to be a regulated substance, which begins the process of the state declaring the area of contamination as a Superfund site. That will fast track a lot of state action and also speed up the timeline for residents who believe they've been affected to take legal action to get some kind of, you know, financial compensation. So I think it's fair to say that we're still in the kind of data collection period in this. At the same time, there have been no shortage of lawyers coming through the community offering their services to those who feel that they've been impacted, that their property values and, of course, even their health might have been impacted by contamination.
I understand that recently the environmental activist Erin Brockovich came to the village. She was invited there by some residents, apparently. And I wonder if this helped draw some more attention to the story, because obviously nationally people have been focused on Flint and their problems with lead in the water there.
Yeah, Erin Brockovich came through town. They actually she got a tour of the town, and they held a public meeting actually just over the border at Bennington. And what's important to remember is that Erin Brockovich, she is an environmental activist. She came to town because of her connection to a personal injury law firm, a prominent one called Whites and Luxembourg, that she has worked with before. Whites and Luxembourg does a very large practice in dealing with those who are victims of asbestos contamination, those suffering from mesothelioma. So she was there with a group of lawyers from Whites and Luxembourg, the kind of firm that does look at large class action suits.
What's the next step here, Casey? Are there local forums being held over this, select board meetings, that kind of thing?
Yeah, in fact, just on Wednesday night, the mayor, David Borg, held a town meeting. He, of course, has been the target of some anger. Many believe that he did not act quickly enough to respond to the test results, that he was not active enough in trying to raise the alarm about this. So what he's doing now is pretty much everything he can to let people know that action is being taken to put the information out there. The village's website includes a very long timeline detailing everything that happened, the communications that were made to local officials, including many local officials who are furious at what they say has been slow state and federal action on this.
Casey Seiler is a reporter for the Times Union newspaper. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure.